Well, good morning. Yeah, morning. 7:33 a.m. Friday, June the 5th, 2026. That's a mostly blue sky morning here on the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. There's just a few clouds off over the mountains. Probably the prevailing winds pushing up a little moisture from the western slope. Now, it's a bit warmer this morning, although the overall temperature for the day is supposed to be cooler. Blues is the Truth continues to provide me with the walking music this morning. Some really interesting takes on some old songs when interpreted by rock and roll blues musicians. I'll never fall in love. I've never heard that song in that tone, at that pace, ever before. Good morning. Little dog took a little bit of convincing to cross the road. Lady walking along with a coffee cup in her hand. One hand Chihuahua leash and the other. I assume it's a Chihuahua. It looks like a Chihuahua. Not one of the real little ones, but a little dog. Walking along, smelling flowers. Waning gibbous, high in the southwest sky. Be last quarter soon. Another day, two maybe. What? Active zone minutes. Yeah, fine. Go away. No Man's Sky is still eating my brain. I have no idea what's going on in the game. I've pretty much lost the bubble in terms of I'm supposed to be seeking out the center of the galaxy. And honestly, I'm not sure I understand the point of it. I've been through two portals, and each time I forgot to unmount and stow key elements. Diving through the portal connected to a minimum ship, so that repairing every goddamn thing doesn't take forever and cost an arm and a leg. Putting my good multi-tools in a secondary ship. So I'm not repairing those. I'm really not sure I see the point in it. Because I'm getting a great deal of enjoyment out of the part of the universe that I'm in. Now that I've connected to the network, I can see now that places that I thought I found, I in fact didn't. Systems in particular. Planets, yeah, I still... First dibs on a lot of planets. I started a second settlement, one that does not have a lot of crap weather, a bad sentinel problem. I've been taking quests, taking missions to try to get the pieces that I need to put my freighter in play. Beyond being just that place where all of my storage chests are and my frigates operate out of. I have enough for 4-5 ship rounded fleets. So I have 4 each of the 5 frigate roles. And it's amazing how fast they are working up through. I picked up a couple of S-class to begin with, but after that it's mostly S's, C's, and, you know, a B here, an A there. But they're coming up fast. They're coming up real fast. I think I've got like 5 S-class now. And another 5 A class. I still have a few C's. I send them out as the tail end Charlies. I need to get home and get back because I sent out expeditions last night before I went to bed. So even though they take 5, 9, 10, 12 hours, at least a few of them will be back by the time I get back to the house at 8 o'clock. Given that I go to bed at, or I log off everything except for my reading, my Kindle app on my phone. I sign everything off at 8 o'clock when I take my evening medications. And it concerns my sponsor unit when I go to bed at 8:30. Nine o'clock is staying up late. And the reason I do it is because I like the mornings better than the evenings. The evenings are often ragged and fraught with peril. And the mornings are calm, mostly. Occasionally I wake up to a catastrophe, but very rarely. Rarely anymore. Here comes. There's a pair. Down that road. Okay, fine. Goodbye. Have a nice day. But I really like my mornings. I like them because they're quiet. There's not a lot of people around. There's nobody wanting something, generally speaking. For a few minutes every morning, I can just sit and focus. And then it all goes to hell in a handbasket, but For a few minutes, maybe as much as an hour, I can just be. Uh, I update what needs updating. I read the morning Tao. I'm on my second or third read-through for 365 days. And, you know, sometimes they hit. I remember them and they hit differently. I remember that I didn't think too much of this one before, or I thought that one made a lot of sense, but it doesn't really much anymore. But it's interesting for me to note on those occasions when I can. Sure thing. Good morning. A lady on her electric bike. It's interesting to see how I think differently about stuff from year to year, day to day. And it only can happen in the morning when I haven't gotten embroiled in whatever the day's travesty might be. Pulling my pants are getting tangled in the cords here. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. There's a reason that I walk first thing in the morning, and that's because I don't have a hard time fitting it in later in the day. And, part of that is my own damn fault, because whatever game I happen to be addicted to at the time holds my attention so completely that I don't realize what time it is most of the time. I can't tell you. That's not much oxygen. I mean, it might be H2O, but not having the air separate from the water is a bit of a problem. Anyway, I've sat there, mid-morning, wondering what I should, what am I going to have for dinner? And logging off to figure out that, oh, wait a minute, it's not afternoon, it's morning. Or wondering what I'll have for lunch about 2:30 in the afternoon. Same thing happens with writing, by the way. So when I get really stuck into a story and I get going on a story and I get binging on putting words on the page, I get kind of lost in the clock. I don't know what time of day it is. I don't know morning, afternoon, sometimes in the evening. I have alarms set now on my phone and my watch so that I don't forget to take my evening medication. Now, for heaven's sake. No dogs this morning. Nose is running off this morning. I guess there's still a fair amount of pollen, cottonwood pollen. I'm not necessarily allergic to it, but there's so much of it in the air that I still get a nasal reaction to the little buggers. Ah. trying to think, but I don't believe I have anything pending today. Oh, morning rose. Nice blossoms. I don't think I have anything pending today. I will need to get a grocery shop in. I hate to do it, but probably over the weekend. Maybe I can hold off until Monday. Monday I do a taxi duty for a family member who does not drive but has a regular Monday appointment. And it's not too far away from a very large grocery store. So it's handy for me to stop, drop, go to the store, refill the pantry and larder, and then pick up and go home. So two birds, one stone, one trip. Still use the gas guzzler for that, but I have officially swapped over to the Kia, the hybrid, for my own personal general running around town. I really need to get the kid comfortable behind the wheel of the Kia so that we can do that weekly thing with the hybrid rather than the van. Van is nice, don't get me wrong, I like the van. I like the van a lot. It's got an engine check light, I gotta get that fixed. It's always something, huh? Always something. Anyway, I like my mornings. I like my mornings quiet, relatively well contained. Some days they're hardly contained, sometimes they're not contained at all, but most evenings aren't ever contained. Once in a great while it's a quiet night, but almost never. So morning is a time when I can do what I want to do. Whether it's for me or for somebody else or whatever. It's a time when I can do what I want done. And if I wait, it doesn't happen. Easy as that. So, yeah, my wife will continue to chide me, worried that, you know, I'm old and failing, so I'm going to bed early because I lack the strength to stay awake or something. The mental acuity. Oh, good morning, Park. Look at you. Oh, intermediate wheatgrass. I have yet to harvest any of those seeds and have them sprout. The wild rye looking wild. Looking good this morning. That'll last until the city comes along and sprays herbicide on it, probably. I wonder what that guy was doing out there standing in the overgrown weeds. He's got his dog out there. It's interesting, the dog is running back and forth like he's on a pattern. Like a search pattern or something. I can't tell if he's getting commands or it's just dog being dog. Interesting. Squirrel with a cheekful. Good morning, sisters. How are you doing, ladies? Flower and crabs looking crabby. Looking good. Cottonwoods are pretty much done dropping cotton. Thank God. It gets everywhere, sticks on your shoes, track it into the house. I try not to wear my outdoor shoes indoors, but it's inevitable that I track a few pieces in pretty much any time I go outside. Well, I made it. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's a 3-day. The day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.